In Florida, we have a place for you. Not only do we understand your aspirations, we're ready for them. For all the amazing things your future holds, we hold the key. Florida, the future is here.
What's news from the Wall Street Journal? Top stories without the noise.
From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. It may be a short week thanks to the holiday, but still lots to keep an eye on. Joining us from Washington with a look at what to watch is the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Sparshot. Jeffrey, the big news this week comes on Friday with that monthly jobs report.
Friday's job report is really going to dwarf everything else going on during the week, at least from an economic point of view. The U.S. has been creating jobs for a very long stretch now, more than 80 months. I think we're closing in on 90 months, in fact. There are signs that the labor market is getting tighter to the point where employers are hiring a little bit less. Right now, the consensus call is for 181,000 net new jobs to be added in June, which would be a fairly solid number. It would be a decent step up from last month's 138,000. We're also expecting the unemployment rate to hold steady at 4.3%. When it came in at 4.3 in May, that was the lowest level in 16 years. Some of the other numbers we want to keep an eye out for are the participation rate, how many people are actively working or looking for work versus how many people have dropped out of the labor force. The participation rate's been hovering near four-decade lows. That's partly because of baby boomers and they're retiring, but there are also some signs that some people have given up looking for work and are just kind of sitting on the sidelines. So we'll want to see what's going on there. And wages, of course, are a key metric. If the labor market is really getting tighter, we should see wages start to heat up a little bit. There's a couple things holding that back. One is productivity. If companies want to raise wages, they need to either improve their productivity, which just hasn't been happening broadly across the U.S. economy, or they need to be able to raise prices, and inflation has been very, very low. So there seems to be some constraints there as well.
Now, also this week, we get new Fed minutes. That's on Wednesday.
Yeah, and so the two main things that the Fed is mandated with doing, or the two things the Fed is mandated with doing, is maintaining stable prices, which is inflation, and full employment, which they think is actually the unemployment rate at 4.3% is a bit below their long-term forecast. So Friday's jobs report will very much play into the Fed view. When we get the minutes, that will be a little bit of a look back on their last meeting early in June, or in the middle of June. And when they decided to raise interest rates, and a big part of that was because the labor market has been doing so well. Where they haven't been seeing anything is on the inflation front. Inflation figures have been well below the Fed's 2% target. So it'll be interesting to see what the internal debate is on that, if there is much concern about low inflation versus a labor market that seems to be running along fairly well and fairly warm, and what the Fed plans to do at upcoming meetings, what their outlook is for rates, if they're, you know, leaning toward a rate rise in September, what they're planning to do with their balance sheet. It's a little bit backward looking, but this is often some of the best insight we get on the thinking of Fed officials.
Also this week, quite a bit of manufacturing data.
Yeah, the manufacturing sector has been a bit up and down. I think the one thing we'll look most closely at is Monday's Institute for Supply Management figures for manufacturing. And that has been signaling expansion for quite some time. The manufacturing sector really was stagnant for a lot of 2015 and 2016. And it started to perk up toward the end of 2016. There was a lot of optimism following the election, and there was a slight boost in investment. And the numbers have been signaling expansion. The way ISM does it, they have an index. Any number above 50 signals expansion, below 50 signals contraction. And right now the consensus call is for 55.5, which is it's a fairly decent number for the sector. We should also get a little sense, industry by industry, how things are going. If you know, energy versus auto, which has showed a little bit of a sign of a slowdown, versus some other parts of the economy and how that's doing. So it should help us out a little bit understanding what's going on there, even though manufacturing obviously is a little bit smaller of a sector than it used to be.
We're talking about what to watch this week with the economy with Jeffrey Sparshot, and you're listening to What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening, everyone. Jeffrey, what's something else you're going to be watching for this week?
There's some smaller data sets that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. On Thursday, we'll get ADP jobs, which is strictly private sector, and that's done by a private company. So that's separate from the government jobs, but it's often a nice little prelude to what to expect later in the week. We'll get factory orders, which is kind of a broad brush look at actual hard data, hard numbers, and we'll get a sense of some of the investment within the sector. And we'll get weekly jobless claims, which tend to be a little bit noisy, but the trend has been really, really low. Jobless claims are near four-decade lows, which suggests that employers are holding on to workers as best they can because the labor market is getting tighter. And they've poked up a little bit the last couple of weeks, but again, it's probably just a little bit of noise, but it's good to keep an eye on the long-term trend there as well.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Jeffrey Sparshot in our Washington newsroom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jennifer.
And thank you for listening. I'm Jennifer Strong in the newsroom in New York.
Love this show? Check out others by visiting wsj.com/podcasts. See our full selection under programs. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.